This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. In a last-minute decision, the Mexican Supreme Court postponed yesterday's vote on overturning Mexico's ban on the import of U.S. fresh potatoes. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says they're doing everything they can to encourage passage whenever the vote is.
And I think the U.S. government is going to be very engaged with their counterparts in making sure that this ruling gets to the finish line in the manner that we need it to arrive at.
Out of the five justices, Quarles says all they need is three votes.
A majority vote is clearly an emphatic precedent-setting vote. All you need is three. We would love to have a unanimous decision and just really make it incredibly clear that this unfortunate legal saga that we've had to go down over these past few years, the Supreme Court, every single justice agreed that it really had no merit and those legal challenges should have had no effect.
And Quarles says this vote is not just about potatoes.
If the court ruled against the U.S. position and ruled in favor of the Mexican potato industry, every agricultural import could be subject to challenge by protectionist forces within the country.
During yesterday's hearing, the justice who authored the draft ruling overturning the ban on U.S. fresh potatoes to Mexico asked the court to put off the vote until next week at the earliest.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.